Hello everyone, this is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is November 2nd, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1947, California, designer Howard Hughes performs the maiden and only flight of the Spruce Goose, the largest fixed-wing aircraft ever built. In 1953, the Constituent Assembly of Pakistan names the country the Islamic Republic of Pakistan. In 1957, the Loveland UFO case in Loveland, Texas, generates national publicity and remains one of the most impressive UFO cases in American history. In 1963, South Vietnamese President Ngo Dinh Diem is assassinated following a military coup. In 1964, King Saud of Saudi Arabia is deposed by a family coup and is replaced by his half-brother, King Faisal. In 1965, Norman Morrison, a 31-year-old Quaker, sets himself on fire in front of the river entrance to the Pentagon to protest the use of napalm in the Vietnam War. In 1966, the Cuban Adjustment Act enters force, allowing 123,000 Cubans the opportunity to apply for permanent residence in the United States. In 1967, U.S. President Lyndon Johnson and the, quote, wise men, end quote, conclude that the American people should be given more optimistic reports on the progress of the war in Vietnam. In 1983, United States President Ronald Reagan signs a bill creating the Martin Luther King Day. And in 1988, the Morris Worm, the first internet-distributed computer worm to gain significant mainstream media attention, is launched from MIT. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, November 2nd. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.